This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. Today, we're talking with Charlie Carter, Product Quality and Additives Manager for CHS Refined Fuels Commercial Supply, to learn about how farmers can manage their winter fuel storage today to make sure they're prepared for spring planting. Charlie, why should producers be checking their fuel storage now? Why not closer to planting?
Yeah, Mike, thanks. It's imperative that our producers are checking their storage before it's time to get in the field, rather than being delayed by potential downtime if they run into a quality issue within their fuel tank. It can take time to clean up or fix these issues that are found in your fuel storage. So really starting now gives them that clearance to resolve these issues without that added time crunch. Oftentimes a fuel sample is needed to really understand the extent of your fuel quality issue. And if you have a fuel quality issue present, it can take up to a couple weeks to get those results on top of any necessary steps needed to remedy that issue.
Charlie, what should producers be looking for? Are there any early warning signs of trouble?
Yeah, so water is going to be really one of the most common issues that producers are going to encounter throughout the winter when they tap into that fuel supply. And that can really lead to a host of other issues if not addressed in a timely manner. So water can be detected visually in a fuel sample if there is an abundance of water. It may kind of appear cloudy and suspended in that fuel, and that fuel will take on a cloudy appearance. If water has had enough time to settle, you will see it drop down to the bottom of that tank and kind of get a fuel water mixture at the bottom. So at this point, it's imperative that the water is removed through draining water-specific filters, such as an aquifer filter or else professional tank cleaning. If you do leave water in the tank for too long, what can happen is an emulsion layer may form between that fuel and water, which if sucked up into your fuel system, it's going to damage a lot of parts in there. Another thing that we can see if water is left unattended is microbial growth. And this occurs with the presence of water, which will plug filters, cause premature failure in fuel-related engine components. And in addition, some dirt, dust, and other solid contaminants could be found within dirty fuel storage tanks.
Charlie, what's the best course of action after I find water in the tank or perhaps some other contamination?
Yeah, so really, depending on your local regulations as well as your tank configuration, you may be able to drain that excess water easily through a bung on the bottom of your tank, but making sure you're taking careful consideration to avoid a spill of fuel once that water is drained. There are also other products such as advanced tank filters like an aquifer that could be installed to absorb that excess water for safe removal. And really, after that, if either of those options don't address your issues or if microbial growth has been detected, more stringent actions are necessary, such as a potential biocide additive or professional tank cleaning, which can be costly and time consuming.
Charlie, what are some best practices for preventing future contamination?
Ensure, first and foremost, that you're using a high quality fuel like Senex Premium Diesel Fuel. Replacing your fuel filters at scheduled intervals, depending on how often you are using that tank and how much product goes through there. Make sure that your tank fills an area that's located above ground. If you do have an underground storage tank, and make sure those gaskets are tight and the seals are all tight if you don't have that that luxury of having that fill above ground. If you have an above ground storage tank, make sure it's located in an area where you're not getting rainwater drainage from maybe an overhead hanging roof. And then, inspect your gaskets regularly, the hatches, vents, and fill caps for damage, as those could be a possible source of water contamination if it's raining. And then also have that tank professionally cleaned generally every other year or as needed based on your tank bottom samples.
Does the quality of your fuel make a difference when it comes to fuel storage, Charlie? I guess, how can fuel quality impact this process?
Yeah, great question. Fuel quality plays a major role when it comes to bulk fuel storage, and having a complete fuel package such as Senex Ruby Fieldmaster or Senex Roadmaster XL is going to give producers the highest outcome of success when it comes to their fuel storage. Both of these fuels that I mentioned include a two-phase total water management system that's going to ensure that any water that gets in that storage tank through either condensation, rain, or other methods is pushed to the bottom of the tank with the demulsifier technology for easy removal. On top of that, our high quality fuel also contains a storage stabilizer as well as a corrosion inhibitor that's going to allow you to store diesel fuel for up to 6 months past your typical number two diesel fuel. So this allows those who might not use much fuel throughout the winter months to fill their tanks ahead of time or even during a positive market opportunity and have that fuel ready to go when resuming activity in the spring.
Folks, that's Charlie Carter, Product Quality and Additives Manager for CHS Refined Fuels Commercial Supply. Charlie, thanks for joining us this week.
Yeah, you bet, Mike. It's my pleasure.
And folks, thank you for joining us here around the table. Learn more about the benefits of cooperative ownership at cooperativeownership.com.